Do you have any pregame preparations? Like, what do you do?
I always listen to this one song before every game. It's by Lil Wayne. It's called Kobe Bryant.
Oh, okay.
I listen to that song for every game, and I just replace my name when he say Kobe Bryant name.
With James.
Yeah, when he say Kobe Bryant, shoot for the three, I just be like, all right, just replace that and put my name. And it made me feel like I could do that.
Yeah, it gets you ready, gets
Yeah,
you
it get me
prepared, yeah.
pumped. In my mind, sometimes I say to myself, self, if you make this shot, you Kobe Bryant. Or you Michael Jordan, you're one of the greatest.
How do you feel about losing?
I really hate losing because I have a passion for the game and I just love to win. But when I was in eighth grade and my team went to the Final Four, it was the first time my school ever went past the first round of the playoffs. And we was doing pretty good the first half, but the second half we made 4 points and I missed the game winning three. It was so tough. I
Did
ain't
you learn
even.
from that?
Yeah, I learned from it extremely. That's why
But
I train.
you went a trade being in that position. It was okay for you,
Yeah,
even though you failed.
I can't win all the time. Everybody has to lose.
So how do you feel about failure in general? Like, is that something that you have a fear of?
Oh
Or,
no, I still take the shot.
yeah.
I'm more confident that I'm gonna make it, but if I miss, I'm only human.
I often tell kids in our program a motto that I learned, and that's that hard work beats talent if talent fails to work hard. So what does that mean? That means that even if somebody is more talented than you, if they have better skill potential, they might be taller, faster or stronger, still you can compete against them and be competitive by just trying to have motivation and drive, outworking them, saying, if a shot goes up, I might be smaller than you, but I'm gonna get that rebound.
Yeah, I learned at a young age that it's not all about skill, that you have to give 110% on the court at all times. I learned that I'm probably not the best player or the tallest or the fastest, but when my coach put me in the game, when I get on the court, I know I'm gonna give it my all regardless.
But it's going to take confidence for you to excel. It's going to, like you said, not everybody, if I ask them to say, if the game is over and the clock is off and you're at the line for two free throws, your team needs 2 points for them to win, can you step up and do that? A lot of people don't have the confidence to say that. They say, hey, no, I'll pass the ball to the superstar. I'll pass the ball to James. Let him handle that. I don't want to handle that because you have the confidence.
Well, I just have passion for the game and my mom. I just want to just tell my mom she don't have to work no more, or I just want to take care of her and make sure that there's nothing wrong with anything or my family. I just want to take care of them because once I make it, everything will be all right. And I know the statistics say that only one in a million can make it, but I feel like if I give it my all and my hard work and the dedication that I have to the game, I could probably be that one. So I could be on TV one day and be like, shout out to my mama. I always wanted to say that since I was young. I just want to get on TV and like look at my mom in her eyes and tell her that I finally made it.